What's good, everybody? It's your boy Hans.
And this is Tristan.
Welcome to Hans and Tristan Podcast. Thank you for joining us for yet another great episode for you. Tristan.
Yes.
First and foremost, how was your weekend?
My eyeball is falling out my eye. But look at it. Oh my God, look. My weekend was great, though. First of all, I hung out with your wife, so I had an amazing
time. Oh, yeah. I had your little girls night, whatever.
Yes. So it was amazing. Had a wonderful time. My boo joint sent me some flowers.
Okay.
I know, right? And, you know, now today I wake up with my eyes red from this cat that I took into my home. Now I'm allergic to the cat. So that's my life. I don't know. And I'm not going to send it back out into the streets because that would be fine. So I'm just going to suffer in silence. Yeah, Janet, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. I'm going to suffer in silence, you know, as, you know, my face flare up.
Got you.
Wow. So that's my life.
First Josephine, now you.
Right. I'm a martyr. Like, me, Mother Teresa, Nelson Mandela.
That's it. All in the same. You're right. You were a political prisoner too.
Oh God, don't bring me back to them days.
I won't. My bad. I apologize. You were fighting for the cause. So.
I was definitely fighting. That's how I got locked up. It was amazing. It was wonderful and super productive. How was your week?
Cool. Mine was cool. Laid back. Got to rest a little bit. My sleep rhythms had been real off, but it was chill. I am looking forward to the week coming because I gotta start preparing for my store opening and things of that nature, so just trying to get everything together and hopefully we can hit the ground running when the store opens up. So but yeah, it's been chill. Can't complain.
I'm excited to come over there and be ratchet.
Oh, Lord. I mean, you'll fit right in, you know.
For mad extra, like, I mean, what is this? This is not what I ordered. Oh, my God. Where's my energy? Yeah.
Yeah. We get those all the time. So you'll fit right in. It'll just be a regular day. It'll be a regular day. It's funny, man. The demographics change. But, hey, it is what it is. It is, of course, before we go, it is Mental Health Awareness Month. Month of May, Mental Health Awareness. Of course, you know, we live, breathe, talk mental health as mental health professionals, so we can't help but mention it and talk about it. And I'm doing a challenge in my other podcast, The Breakdown with Hans and Christian. But also check out my other podcast, Hans Speaks, you know, check that out. But I'm doing a challenge to everybody for each week to adopt a new behavior that is either contributes or is proactive in regards to your mental health, right?
Give us an example.
And I'm going to. So the challenge for this week is to spend at least 30 minutes a day outside. Because as we've seen in research and different articles, there are wonderful mental health benefits by going outside, bringing in the fresh air, and just being out in nature and changing your environment and surroundings. It can do wonders for your mental health. So I've been challenging everybody and myself to get outside for 30 minutes a day, you know, for this week, and to see if, you know, you'll see the difference in being outside. So for those who are
being outside.
Oh yeah, you out there with your garden. So I already.
That's the first thing I do in the morning. I go out and talk to all my plants and my roses. It's just so peaceful out there, you know. So I totally understand, and I think that is highly imperative to actually get out, especially with all that we've been quarantined for over a year, So it's definitely important to get out and go get some fresh air and get some sun on your face. I got me a tan. Oh my God.
I see you. Yeah. It's going to be hard today because it's, as we speak, like it's downpouring over here right now. So yeah, it's hard to, it's going to be hard today to get out for those 30 minutes, maybe a couple minutes. I don't know if 30 will do because the rain may not allow it, but.
I did get out today though. I went to Walmart and I had a very interesting encounter, which will probably take us to our topic of the day. But it was an encounter with this older white couple. They were so cute. Like, so mm-hmm. cute. We're all in the bacon section and everything else. So we're talking. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm in the way. She's like, no. So we're talking. And I don't know how we got on the topic of talking about, you know, just being out and the prices of things and this and that. I say, yeah, you know, it was about prices of gas. And I was like, oh yeah, you know, well, in DC, I'm from DC, and the price of gas is like extremely high. Like I'd be having to be in and out because I can't afford DC no more. Baby, this woman talking about something. Well, I feel bad for people in New York and California because the rapture is coming. I beg your pardon? Oh. I'm like, oh. And she's like, yeah. She's like, you know, all that, you're like living in sin. And I'm like,
oh,
like, I'm so confused at this point. And I'm just sitting here like we're in the Bible Belt, and I don't know if you're a Christian or not or whatever. And I'm just sitting here like literally listening to all this. And I'm just like, so you're condemning people.
Geographically speaking.
Yeah, geographically speaking. That's interesting.
So
Georgia has not contributed to any damnation.
Because you're in the buckle of the Bible Belt.
We in the Bible Belt. So I guess them not allowing people to buy alcohol until after 12 on Sunday saves everyone's soul.
But if you do it before, then you're fine.
Yes. I'm just like, what the what? Like, I was so thrown off that I was just sitting here like, I beg your pardon. And then she started talking about people in London. And I'm just like, huh.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
So perspective is everything, right? And how people perceive things based off of their, like, because we are all only a sum of our experiences. So our experiences are what's contributing to how we see and view and handle certain things. So I guess her experience as a older white woman makes her believe that Georgia is the best thing ever. Going on because we are in the Bible Belt, and as a Christian, Georgia is safe.
She ever been to Atlanta?
Honey, I was like,
oh man.
So this is the same state that's trying to push a bill to not allow anyone to give water out to voters that are in line.
Yeah. Good old saved, sanctified Georgia.
Right. So I just thought that was very, very interesting because, like I said, perspective is a motherfucker.
It is. It sure is. And it's crazy because that not only shaped her, but imagine her circle of influence. You know what I mean?
She was an older woman. So keep in mind the fact that she probably has, and her husband with her too. And her husband was just pushing the cart like, with his head down, like, Lord, please don't let her start. That's what I saw all over his face, like, please don't let her start. So she probably has children and probably has grandchildren. So these are people, like you said, circle of influence, that this is the mind frame she's kind of passing down. These are her experiences that she's passing down. Like, she was saying, well, you know, over in London, they're just rude. And they're definitely, you know, going to hell because they're rude. And, you know, they don't even speak to you when you walk down the street. And I just thought that tickled me so much because I'm like, lady, it was one point, like Tristan from 15 years ago, you couldn't even begin to spark a conversation with her in a store because Tristan was fresh out of D.C. Tristan was
young. Yeah, let's say that's where you're from.
Right, and Tristan has nothing in common with you, lady. So at the end of the day, that old Tristan wouldn't have sat here and had this conversation with you. But because I'm evolved and I'm a different person and I've experienced different things, I have no problem having this ridiculous ass conversation with you. And it's actually amusing because, like I said, to see this woman's perspective, and I'm like, lady, everything you're talking about, if you think they going to hell, then you know I'm going to super duper hell. Because, baby, if you only knew half the shit I've done and you sitting here talking to me. So,
She needed to take a trip 30 miles north to the capital of her state and see what's going on there.
But again, you can't tell me, like, at the end of the day, we all live our lives how we see fit. And again, our perspective on what's going on shapes and molds how we respond to certain things. But what you're not going to tell me, little old cute lady, that's slightly off you're excessively off because you're now just damning everyone to hell.
Rapture's coming.
Right, but you're not going to tell me you didn't sin that once in his life. I'm sorry. You're not going to tell me that. I don't believe you.
You can't do that when you're in the Bible Belt.
Bye-bye, because again, they have their own rules and regulations because right. It's like, again, if it's not one of the seven deadly sins, then, oh, it's cool. No, it's not cool.
That is wild. The conversations you be having at Walmart, man. It's just...
Walmart be lit. I told you to say Walmart where the dude got shot 2 hours down.
Yeah,
Walmart,
yeah.
And I was so, first of all, I was shocked to see two old white people. I'm like, gentrification is coming.
Oh, yeah, it's coming. I'm shocked. That's what I say. Yeah, shocked. They didn't go down further to another store.
No, they came and I'm just like, okay. So
I feel safe.
She felt safe and she felt safe enough to tell me that she was judging everyone in that motherfucker and everyone's going straight to hell for all up and down the East Coast. She said, them people in me, she said, specifically the whole state of New York and all.
New York.
California. I said, well, hot damn it. What they do?
Right. But if you're in the other state, you're safe, though. You're safe.
So. If you are registered to vote or you are a resident of those states, this woman has damn jaw.
Listen, y'all better move.
And I'm just looking like, how you damn a whole state? But that's that ignorance. Mm-hmm. That's such a, again, these blanket statements and that ignorant mentality in that whole Southern way. Like, so because these states are evolved and they're not doing what you want them to do because you're a Southern white woman, then now it's just blasphemy.
I was watching a video on social media that Jemele Hill posted. And it was basically, you know, one of those news shows that gives the news, but comedically, like The Daily Show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It was something like that. So this lady was out here interviewing a bunch of white people in Tallahassee, Florida. And they were just asking them just random questions, you know, what do you think about racial tensions in the world today? And what happened to be going on in the event that she was at, it was a Civil War reenactment. So, you know, she was asking questions. She's like, okay, so how do you guys feel about this? Do you still think there's, you know, issues, whatever, right? So, mind you, these are mostly white people. And it was just...
Civil War reenactment, of course.
All right. I mean, I think that kind of said it. You're right.
Yes.
But it was just so wild to me. Just like you said, their lived experiences really ingrained them and warped their sense of perspective. Because to them, literally out their mouth, well, I think people believe the worst about slavery. It wasn't all bad. One guy literally said, I think most people were like this. Hey, I give you a place to live, some food. You take care of my farm. And then, you know, that's the equal pay. Like, you know, I believe there was only a little bit of them that were bad and beat them, but not all of them did that. We let them stay.
They got beat because they were bad.
Right. And I'm like, literally like, my head is blowing up as I'm watching this video because these people believe this. And just because they have one or two black people who don't, you know, disagree with them or fit a certain mold, they think, oh, see, this is just confirming what we already believe. Because Big Mama, as they call her at the church, she's a nice, sweet old lady, you know, like that. We get along here. Yes, this one black woman that goes to your church, the only black woman you get along, that represents all the black people in the world and everything.
Yes.
So it was just wild to me. And then what put the cherry on top for me was when the lady conducting the interview asked the guy who was a part of the Civil War reenactment, why do you think they fought the Civil War? What was it about? It was about states' rights. You know, the North wanted to live their certain way, the South wanted to do their certain way. So you don't think it was about slavery? No. It wasn't about slavery. It was about states' rights. Oh, okay. Okay,
sir. I think the point you're missing, states were fighting
to
withhold their, like, they wanted different shit. So it was all rooted in slavery. It's just, they wanted their right to have slaves.
That's what I was about to say. They wanted their states' rights to enslave people.
Thank you. Like, sir, what?
And it was just wild, wild.
At the end of the day, right? Like I said, perspective is a motherfucker. Like how you perceive it. Like you can really say anything and make it sound better than what it really was, right? Like we as people have the luxury of playing on words to give a different image to sway people's perception of shit, right? And that to me is just like a piss poor way to manipulate people. However, like you said, your circle of influence keep these lies going.
Going. That's exactly it. Because one lady even said, so how do you know they didn't treat them badly? Like who's telling you this? One lady said, well, it's been passed down to me. My, you know, great grandparents, they, you know, had slaves and everything. And it's been passed down to us. They told us how they treated them.
They told us how they treated their property,
the people that they owned,
people that they paid for and they kept in chains and forced them to actually do services they didn't want to do. They're telling us, but the reality is, again, let the slaves, the descendants from the slaves are telling you a different story,
right?
We're telling you a different story, but keep believing your fucking lying ass mammy.
That's it. And your few little Black people who kind of go along with it, because they were quick to reference, well, my granddaddy told me a story about when they told this slave that worked for him, hey, you're free, you don't have to work here. And the slave said, why would I do that? You guys give me food. You guys give me a house. Why would I want to leave?
Right. So, but the thing is, just because I stay doesn't mean I'm happy. It just means I'm more scared of what's on the other side.
Right. And also, this one person does not represent the experience of all.
Exactly.
Like this one person. That's, you know what that's called? Being institutionalized. It happens right now.
It's niggas go back to jail all the time. It's people who stay in toxic relationships all the time. Because guess what? The saying is, the hell I know is better than the hell I don't know.
Thank you.
So at the end of the fucking day, like, no. And again, as descendants of these slaves, and I'm not light-skinned because I chose to. I'm light-skinned because my great-grands were raped by white men. So ask them, unfortunately, they're dead, but take their vote. And then also, here's the thing, right? If you're asking me in a room full of fucking Klansmen, how I feel about being a slave, shit. It's the best shit ever. What are you talking about?
I don't want to be nothing else, master. This is the best thing ever.
Because it's about survival at that point. You're putting me in a position where I have to survive. Now, all these other fucking Uncle Toms we see now on TV, shout out to the senator or whoever the hell he is in South Carolina.
What's Tim Scott.
Okay, yeah, him.
Tim Scott.
Now, I don't know what their agenda is, but sir, you're not going to sit here and tell me that as a representative of South Carolina, y'all worse than North Carolina. Y'all more Southern, like South Carolina. So you're not going to sit here and tell me. What do you say? America isn't.
Oh, so yeah. So what Tristan's referring to, so President Biden last week addressed Congress in regards to some initiatives and reforms and policies that he would like Congress to pass. And in that speech, he said that there should be police reform and we should make it a day and it should happen on, you know, the anniversary of the shooting or, you know, things of that nature, basically referencing that there's work that needs to be done on the policing. But that wasn't all of his speech. He talked about other stuff. He talked about minimum wage. He talked about vaccinations. He talked about a whole host of stuff. Well, Senator from South Carolina, Tim Scott, went on, I think it was MSNBC, and he just held on to that first, like, not even the first, because it was like an hour into that man's speech when he referenced police reform, that little tidbit, and said, hey, unlike the president, I don't believe America's racist. America is not racist. So he went on this whole rant to say that. And then the next day on ABC, Vice President Kamala was brought on and the reporter asked her directly, do you believe America is racist? And she said, no, I don't think America is racist, but I think America has to deal with its history of racism.
Because it's not currently going on. It's just in the past. Bitch, bye.
Hey.
See, this is what happened when them AKAs get their ass.
Wow.
Like, wow. Lady, the fact that you said, has to do with the history. History. So not current history. Day.
No. History.
Current situations. And as someone who is so enmeshed, she was enmeshed in the legal system. So she knows the ins and outs. And to turn a blind eye to that and say the history is such a slap in every Black person's face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so these experiences that we're experiencing are not current. They're not contributing, or they're not a ramification of this fucking horrible racist bullshit that is oozing out consistently.
Right. I guess not. And I am, like you and a lot of people, very disappointed at her answer, because she clearly chose the path of being a politician than being a actual person who lives in America. Because right. An actual person who lives in America would answer that question boldly and proudly and say, yes, there is, America is racist. She chose the route of being a politically correct politician, because it's so crazy. It's so crazy to me that when politicians get in office, they want to bolster this image of a prideful America, right? But with that prideful America, they don't want to acknowledge the blemishes, defections, and wrongdoing. You can be prideful and be a proud American and still recognize that you've done things wrong and that there's so much that you need to fix. You can do that and still be proud. Like, that's what blows my mind. So why is it un-American to say, hey, we have a problem with racism. Hey, we have systems that continue to subjugate and oppress people of color, but I still love America and we need to do better.
You wanna know why it's wrong? It's wrong because the fucking racists run this shit. That's why it's wrong. That's why fucking Kaepernick is still motherfucking don't have a job, because the racists run this shit. So yes, the thing is, here's the kicker. Everyone wants to do bad shit, but no one wants to be seen as a bad guy. That's the bigger issue, right? So it's like, I do racist things, but I'm not a racist. Like, America has done some questionable racist thing. America is fucking racist. I don't give a fuck. Like, you were built off, you slaughtered the fucking Native Americans. Let's start there. You enslaved fucking goddamn Africans to do your fucking labor. So you have cheap labor so you can build the economy up off of the backs of Black and brown people. Okay. Let's not fucking start there. Then on top of that, you literally went through every other demographic that have migrated through this country and you shitted on them, whether it's the Japanese or whomever, and you've taken their property, taken every fucking thing from them. But you're not racist.
No, not at all. Not at all. We just have a history of racism.
Right. But everything you did was rooted in racism. Demographic you targeted was because of their race and you wanted their resources. Okay. But that's not racist. Then what the fuck is it?
I have no idea. It's the American way.
It's the American way. And that's the thing. It is the American way. Because you see, what was that? January 6th. When them racists got worked up. What did they do? They fucking, but you love America so much, yet you personally put your pants down and shitted all over the Constitution and all over the Capitol. But you love America. I'm confused. I'm so confused. So it's like this. It's like, yeah, we love America and y'all can't talk shit about America, but we can talk shit about America. Like, I love my sister and can't nobody talk shit about my sister, but I can talk shit about my sister. So it's just like, y'all making it very clear, we don't belong here, but then you're mad when we say, y'all some racist motherfuckers.
Right.
Just be racist. That's my thing, like, just be openly racist. Like, that to me is just like,
a breath. That's my thing though. Like, that's why I have like trouble. Like, it doesn't make it, for me, and maybe I'm just grounded differently. And, you know, I will say I was born in a different country, but I was raised here in the States. But to me, I see no problem being patriotic, right? But still identifying the flaws and wrongdoing of your country. Like, there's nothing wrong with being that. Like, being proud doesn't mean whatever you're proud of is flawless and without blemish. And also, where did it, like, it's this white guilt. That's really what it is, right? So there's this white guilt that comes from basically them feeling guilty because they benefit off of these racist systems that benefit them or built for them, but yet they don't want to acknowledge that because then they don't want to be deemed as racist. You get what I'm saying?
I don't even think it's guilt, right? Because they're damn sure reaping the benefits. I don't even think they're guilty. I just think they don't want to be accountable.
That too. I think there's that too. Because at the end of the day, you can't sit here and tell me that we're all on equal footing. You get what I mean? That like, we're not all on equal footing. You can't sit here and tell me that.
That was a design. That was intentional.
Right. Exactly. It was
intentional to ensure that we weren't on equal footing.
Then that's what I was about to say. You can't tell me that there weren't systems put in place to make sure that we're not on equal footing, that we're not on the same page, that we don't get the same access amount to resources and wealth and all of that. Like, you can't just tell me like all this stuff doesn't exist.
It's so, just like happenstance.
Yeah, so stop sugarcoating it. Stop telling me Santa Claus is real. Stop telling me the Tooth Fairy is real.
Don't tell me Jesus the real is white because he ain't.
Right. Just let's deal it. Because that's my thing. Like, they don't realize the message. And that's why I was honestly really disappointed with Kamala, because it's the message that you're sending. Because now this message that you're sending to your white conservatives, and I'm sorry to point them, but that's who the answer was for, is that, hey, everything you did is okay.
Yeah, it's like,
It's okay.
I got you. Don't worry about it.
I got you. Like, I'll calm them down.
That's old. It's history. No, it's not fucking history. It's current day shit. It's the ramifications of everything that we're dealing with. Like I said, we spend more time as slaves than we have free. And even our freedom wasn't something that was willingly given. Like you said, we had to go to war for our freedom. And then even after that, we were still being fucking punished for wanting to be free. How fucking dare you want to be free? How dare you not want to pick our fucking cotton? How dare you?
Mm. Mm-hmm. If that's not how dare you want to vote?
White privilege. And then when we go off and build our own cities and our own economy, what the fuck they do?
Burn it down.
Okay, so, but America isn't racist.
Yeah. I do hope that this comes back to her. And I'm gonna come back not in a negative way.
Oh.
See, that's not what I mean. I hope it comes back to where she has to tone an answer to it. Because
this needs to bite her in the ass, because at the end of the day, I'm so sick of, like you said, we have these representatives who don't represent us. We have these people in office that share the same skin tone as us, but they don't represent us in any capacity at all. And for those white counterparts, they presume because they're of the black, you know, ethnicity, that they speak for all black people. And that's not the case at all. So I'm just like, it's not fair for her to make a comment like that, especially given the last 12 months. Like, literally every month there was someone killed by the police that we know of. Let's not speak on the ones we don't know of, right? Let's not speak on the black people that were killed that we don't know about in these small backwoods and small, like, we can't speak about that because we don't know about them, but they're damn sure happening. However, for you to make comments like that and say, oh, America's not racist, like, that's such an insult to those who have sacrificed their lives, who lives were taken, and those who mm-hmm. are consistently inconvenienced by the ramifications of what people intentionally did to prevent minorities from getting ahead. So she's a fucking idiot, period. And I think she does need to have her ass held to the fire, because that shit was fucking stupid. Like, you can't say, oh, it's not racist.
But it has a racist history.
Racist history, racist fucking future, racist like current present day. It's just rooted in racism. And then it's the judicial system, the educational system, like everything is literally like rooted in racism. How I buy my groceries and how my grocery store looks drastically different from the one in the white neighborhood that's 20 fucking miles up. Like, the fact that they don't even want to extend the fucking goddamn MARTA subway station past the airport because white people are scared that black people will now have access to their neighborhoods. Like, because when we steal, we get on public transportation. But whatever.
That's exactly it. Because when right. when we rob houses, we get on the MARTA and take
yes, it. Yes, because we're such coons and we don't have cars and things like
cars that. Cars or anything like that.
But at right. the end of the day, the fact that she makes those statements is such a fucked up thing to say. Even, like I said, people who are in trying to start businesses and can't get loans because guess what? They're Black or they... Like, girl, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it is. I do believe that it's a slap in the face for all those people who supported you and ride for you and got you to where you're at right now. It's a slap in the face. So I hope that she has to answer to it and make right by it because we're not here for it. At the end of the day, I'm sorry. America is racist. And that doesn't mean that every single person in America is out here against Black people. That's not what we're saying. Right. What we're saying is, as a country, America has systems in place because racism is systemic. All right. There's a difference between racism and prejudice.
What about the fact that the president had to instate a law to protect Asian Americans? And this was recently done.
Mm-hmm.
Because white homegrown terrorists were going up to Asian Americans and just physically assaulting them due to them presuming that Asians were the root of COVID. This has happened in the last month. This was a bill that was passed, signed off on in the last month. So fuck do we're you
not,
mean?
We're not racist though.
America's not racist. The fact that you gotta pass a law for white people to not beat Asians randomly, like this, it was a video of this woman, Asian woman walking down the street. This man who was towering over kicked her in her fucking stomach and kicked her in her face when she fell on the ground.
But America, yeah, that was a Black dude though, that one.
Well, whomever. Like, but America's not racist.
No, we're not. We're not. We don't have racial relations problems. Tristan, what are you talking about? We're just fine. We're just fine. Listen. Because we put people of color in high positions every here and there, so we can't be racist.
The fact that she's the first African American vice president, but America's not racist. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I said, perspective is a motherfucker.
Hey man, when the way you live your life, man, it doesn't certain things you ain't gotta worry about. Certain things you ain't gotta worry about.
I would love to see her social circle. Like, I know she's married to a white man, but what does your social circle look like?
It don't look like us.
It can't.
It don't look like us.
It's impossible because you would have never made that statement.
And that's why there was such a divide, right, in regards to the former president. So I was sitting down at the table with this group of guys, Black guys, and we were just having dinner, just talking, chopping it up or whatever. And we were talking about, you know, myriad of stuff as happens over dinner. We were talking about taxes and money and all that stuff. And it got to the conversation about, you know, former president 45 and everything like that, and they pointed out a significant fact as to why he was so successful and perspective, just like you said. So he was catering to people who were of a certain tax bracket, yeah. Right, and
people who run America,
giving them tax breaks, right? So if you're giving them and if you're pushing policies that gives them tax breaks, they're going to, of course, give you their support. But also what he's realizing, right, and what some of us are not realizing, because we see it as simple, right? You're not supporting the common good, which is us, right? Because we're the common folk, right? So we're being hurt. We're being pillaged. Why don't you want to support the common folk? It should be easy. No, it's not easy, because if your experience as an affluent person is, I don't deal with that.
Right.
I don't deal with those social outcomes. My social life doesn't involve run-ins with the cops because I know the cops. I'm cool with the cops. Like, my social life doesn't have to deal with those issues that you guys are dealing with. I'm not worried about that. But what I do deal with, though, is the government taxing me heavily because I make a certain amount of money.
And heavily, let me tell you something. The fact that I pay more in taxes than Donald Trump is utterly fucking ridiculous. The fact that I owe more in taxes than Donald fucking Trump. And I don't know.
That's how it goes when you go through your businesses, man.
Listen, and that's what I'm saying. I'm just like, but you make a great point. The reason he got into office was because America's racist. The fact that we had a Black president, and that outraged so many people. So they had to go so extreme to get him in office, right? Like, so they were like, okay, well, we gave y'all a Blackie. now we're gonna take our position back.
And that's we gave y'all a turn.
And that's how Donald Trump got in office, because people were so outraged that, you know, Obama had two terms, that they wanted to, the Republicans wanted to do anything in their power to gain some kind of sense of control. But like you said, once he got there, he didn't give a fuck about anything but green. That's it. And who has the most money? Rich white men, because they run fucking America. And here's the kicker. Like, here's what kills me, right? The fact that even with Donald Trump and his money, sir, you got rich because your granddaddy, who was an immigrant, ran a brothel. We could talk about the Rockefellers and bootlegging. That's what I'm saying. I'm just like,
yeah. Like, and his dad left him money, so it's sir. Right. It wasn't off the sweat, blood, and tears of anything.
At all. So that just perpetuates the fact that y'all are rooted in this. Y'all are rooted in getting over on people, right? That's how y'all get y'all fame and fortune. Yet y'all want to give this illusion of, you know, working hard and everything else, and America's so great, land of opportunity. It's a land of opportunity for motherfuckers who break the law, clearly. But then when us brown and black people break the law, which I do, throw us in jail. Okay.
Yeah, and also it's about preserving their way of life as well. So they got to keep that going.
Many blackies get rich, then, oh God, how dare we?
Mm-hmm. Can't let that happen. But what do you guys think? Do you think America is racist? Does it just have a racist history? Let us know. As always, guys, you can listen to the Hans and Tristan podcast wherever podcasts are distributed. Hit us up on our social media. We're on IG as the Hans and Tristan podcast. We're also on YouTube as the Hans and Tristan podcast. So please check us out. We appreciate it. Also, check out my new podcast, Hans Speaks, wherever you get your podcast as well. So please check that out. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.